Hi, and welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of spiritual insight and inspiration with me, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, we dive deep into the magical sea of you, to that place in you that's ready to activate, but might not even know what that means. Do you crave to be more spiritually connected? Intriguing, fun, and full of magic, we'll laugh and cry and talk about how crazy this life is, offering healing and insights to lean into. This show broadcasts from pure divine love. Are you ready to light your eternal flame to spark some magic? Let's talk transformation. Hi, friends. Welcome back. This is Suzanne Alexandria, and you're listening to Soul Activation Podcast. And it is my divine pleasure to be hosting you to host a conversation. Today's broadcast live will take live callers. The number is broadcast on the screen, or you can also find it if you just go to transformationtalkradio.com. And I'd love to get calls. What I do is offer free freedom readings. So in my line of work, I'm an intuitive, and I help people sometimes see what they can't see, intuit what is blocking them. And that can be energy, that can be relationships, that can be old patterns, old traumas, lots of things. So while this broadcast is about not any of those things specifically, I just want to welcome callers because that's what I do. And if you're listening, your soul probably brought you to this show for different reasons. And if you've got a question, please chime in. You can also chat them in on Facebook. So today I'm talking to business leaders specifically. And by business, I mean any kind of business, entrepreneurs, CEOs, corporate leaders, executives, professionals, any kind of business. Because one of my missions is to bring spiritual connection into the workplace. And most of my clients are professionals in some way. And some of them come to me thinking, well, you know I have this gift of intuition, and I know I seem to be a healer, and I seem to be able to see things or what have you. But so I need to figure out what to do with that. How do I change my work? And a lot of times the answer that comes through from the realm of spirit is that you don't actually have to change your work to use your gifts. You can be highly attuned, highly intuitive, doing whatever you do. And so that's one of my main messages. Because I do truly believe that life is better when you're spiritually grounded and connected. And part of why people are so fragmented and anxious and unsure of the future, unsure of themselves, is because they are running around without a solid connection to the divine, with the divine, letting the divine love them, letting the divine show them how to just live in a better way, how to see what they can't see with their human eyes, if you will. So that's the framework for this discussion. And it interestingly is going to be all about crystals. So also, if you have questions about crystals, you want to call in, or if you want to share insights about crystals and how they help you in your everyday, I would love to hear. I'm by no means a crystal expert, but during the second half of this show, I'm going to be doing a really pretty deep and perhaps profound attunement to crystals with the archangel realm. I work with archangels and ascended masters, and we're going to work with Metatron today to attune you. So one thing I put out there, if you are interested or even new or not new, but want to deepen your experience with crystals and how they are revolutionizing how we think about ourselves and how we connect with spirit, then that attunement would definitely be for you. Because crystals are a vibration. They are geometric. They have geometric codes in them. If you can imagine molecules and how those are like these tiny geometric prismatic, like balls of energy. formed with ions and neutrons and all of those things. You see, I don't do too much science speak, but I'm sure you start to catch my drift. Crystals are geodes that have been formed on the Earth that carry a unique fingerprint. They carry a vibration. So let's just keep it at vibration first and foremost. And as we know, everything is energy. Every single thing is energy. Every living and not living thing vibrates and has energy. And so when I do my work, I read energy and I help people attune to positive energy. Positive thoughts are part of that. Positive reinforcements. And so are crystals. And so when I think about the business place and enhancing spiritual connection, because one of the things I dream about is that our leadership, wherever they are, teachers, political leaders, medical leaders, leadership comes from a heart-centered, spiritually guided place. Like, I dream of a world where leaders are tapping into something higher, to a bigger, you know, part of reality. You might call it God. The heart, intuition, it's all of those things, the angels. You know, what would it be like? What will it be like when more of our leaders do that out in the everyday? That's one of my deepest visions, you know, that brings me joy, is that for, like, I pray that my grandkids will grow up in a world where people are not pointing fingers anymore, or not just blaming and creating chaos, but really saying, hey, what about spirit? What about the higher ground? What about a higher way to look at this? Because I know, you know, whenever we do that with anything, say, look from a higher ground, look at the higher ground, take the high road, it's pretty much the best way to go. And if you're listening to this, I'm quite sure you'll already think like that. So crystals, though, crystal vibration can come into the workplace and come into your home, come into your life in a really kind of state-of-the-art way. That's what the angels are saying. Think state-of-the-art vibration transmissions. I like that. So I've got a crystal. I'll post it. I'm going to post it on Instagram, but I can't turn the camera, but it looks kind of like a microphone because it's on this gorgeous stand, and it's a diamond shape, and it's selenite. And the light catches it. The light is catching it right now. And I know that right now, that selenite is broadcasting to me a really pure vibration, even as I do this broadcast. And that's the reason I have that amazing selenite in the corner of my office where the light catches it a good portion of the afternoon, because it supports me. And I bring my conscious awareness to it, and I connect with it. My body connects with it. I think about it. Even when I look at it, I think a positive thought, because I'm thinking, wow, it's so pure and crystalline, and it's broadcasting to me, and that's for me. And that's love. Like, that's like Mother God, Mother Earth, love shining right to me and to my room and to my clients. And so that's one way that crystals enhance a space, a professional space. So I'm hoping that makes sense as we start to draw lots of parallels about why they're some of nature's most profoundly beautiful and powerful gifts. Just like the mineral, you know, it's the mineral kingdom, the crystal kingdom, just like the plant kingdom. They're all gifts. They're all gifts from the divine who loves us. And when we consciously connect with them, they literally transform energy, and then they transform us. So if you'd like to call in, if you have questions, if there's anything you've been wondering about with crystals or with anything like this, please dial in. The number is on Facebook. Again, in a couple of, like, about 20 minutes, halfway through, I'm going to lead a guided attunement meditation to the crystal kingdom. But I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about, like, how I think about energy and using crystals to help professionals, to help people. I mean, this is for any people. It's just, it's guided towards professionals to help you radiate your light. How many of you think about radiating your light during your workday? Like walking in there and shining as a beacon of radiant, clear consciousness, light, even love or God consciousness. What I have learned and what I have begun to practice over many years is how to bring, for instance, what I used to do only in church once a week, 1 hour a week, into my life. And it's had profound effects on how I live my daily life. And I know that it's a process to incorporate what I like to do kind of in my spare time or in my sacred time, like ritual or church, to incorporate that into my regular everyday. But I also know that when I used to not have that connection, I had a lot of anxiety because I wasn't staying integrated. I wasn't staying in connection with the divine. I wasn't staying in my heart. I wasn't staying, basically what I like to call that as sacred communion. I wasn't able to stay in sacred communion. And so if there's anything that I invoke as something that you might take from this today, is how to use earth, these amazing earth elements, crystals, to help you stay in sacred communion. Because that's really what my life's work is about, and bringing that out to the world, to the workplace, to a restaurant, to a gathering. So just for reference, I do know the corporate world as well. I work professionally now. I'm grateful as an intuitive. I see people every day here in my office and on Zoom. By the way, you can find me at SuzanneAlexandria.com, where you can schedule a free, quick 15-minute freedom call to talk about what you're looking for and how you might like to enhance your intuition, your focus, your ability to connect with spirit, and also to break free. I teach tools and skills to help you break free. But I wasn't always like that. So I spent 20 years in the corporate world where I worked for some really pretty profoundly amazing companies in Washington, D.C. And I managed teams and I worked at some of the headquarters of the of our U.S. government. And I worked, you know, in a pretty fantastic time and with a lot of amazing organizations. And I know that I was tapping my intuition to some extent because I was a strategist. I have a nice strategy brain, luckily. But I didn't know how to bring spirit into my life whatsoever. I didn't know what intuition was, and I didn't know the power that I was missing out on. I didn't realize it because I didn't even know it was a thing. So, you know, how can you miss something that's not there? Well, it did show up in a lot of chaotic things in my life. Like, I had anxiety. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2013. So I had health issues. I had a dysfunctional marriage. So my lack of connection was showing up in different ways. It showed up professionally to some extent, luckily not severe, but it probably would have had I not really taken a bit of a turn and gotten myself connected. And so that's why I say I dream of a world where our leaders are connected with their spiritual sides, those selves, their spiritual selves, and not just when you're in yoga class, for instance, or not just when you're at church, or not just when you're thinking about it or watching a, I don't know, doing anything, your spiritual practice, journaling. How can we be like really fired up, you know, and it's spiritually, it's energetically, it's creatively, as our creative life force, as our creator made us in the everyday. And what would your life be like if you stayed plugged in? Like if you're one of those who's like I was, where I didn't even know that I was missing out on being plugged in, then, you know, you don't even know. But what if you could stay plugged in more and more and more and more? And those, that's really the fundamentals of what I teach my clients. How do you plug in and stay plugged in, even when your teenagers, which I have, trigger you? That's probably the biggest challenge of all. But so crystals are one of many tools. But one of the first things that people need to do and realize is that the imperative of staying grounded is kind of one of the main missing pieces these days. Most people that I work on energetically, when they come to see me, I have to work on opening up their whole grounding system, their feet chakras, their grounding chakra, and realign, kind of replug them into the earth, because they don't know that's a thing. And I mean, it's just that it's not so broadly known out in the world. But B, we don't necessarily have like practices or skills for that. But when you become super grounded inside your body and on this earth, there is a magnetic force that happens within you and around you and through you that deepens and that helps you really open to your authentic self. And you're going to experience that if you stay and listen to the attunement I'm going to do. But grounding crystals are something that can help you with that. So there's lots of kind of grounding crystals. There's smoky quartz, there's black onyx, tiger's eye is nice for that. And it's not just the crystal, you know, you could buy a million crystals, but if you don't have the intention and if you don't open up your own sacred intuition and your own heart and your energy body to that, then they, you know, they're really mostly just a pretty thing to look at. So I'm talking like, how do you open yourself to the benefits, the pure benefits of working with and using one of this God's magnificent gifts? Does that sound beautiful or what? It's kind of like the difference, like, I don't know, if you just take really, those vitamins that just wash right through, they're not going to do anything. But if you really take high quality vitamins very mindfully, they're going to fill your body with the nutrients that you need. And crystal essence is the same thing. So that's a little introduction. Let's see. So Jacob, we don't have any callers. I think I'll just kind of switch gears to talk a little bit about intuition and business, and then we'll go to the break. So one of the things before we do a crystal attunement is one of the things that I teach business leaders is to lead with an open heart and, you know, as your conscious person with boundaries, with your really high vibration intentions in order. Think of the empress or the emperor, think of the queen or the king, and how they have learned to rule and run their lives in a way that brings profound peace within them and also helps them manage all of those around them. It takes a lot to do that. It takes a lot to rule an empire. It takes a lot to govern. And so if you're a manager, you know that. If you're a parent, you know that. Whatever you do, you know that. You know that what it takes. But what if you could open yourself to flourish even more, to a kind of governance and leadership that is holy that is light-filled, that is sovereign. That's what we're talking about when we talk about being centered in the light. And sovereign is a word that lots of people are coming into now, sovereignty, and leading from a place of, I know what's best from a place deep inside of me, in my heart, which leads from love. And sovereignty doesn't mean, it means lots of things. It means taking care of yourself and also learning how to be a benevolent leader, but also have boundaries, because a sovereign, fortunately or not, in this world has to have boundaries. And that's one of the big things that I work with people on, is boundaries and how to set them and how to keep themselves sort of in a lit up way, in a connected, intuitive way, but sovereign. And a lot of people these days are becoming aware that they're hypersensitive to energy. They'll realize, oh, I'm really empathic and I take on everybody's energy. And, you know, I want to be open and awake and all of that, but I just take on so much energy. Well, you got to get sovereign. You got to get sober. You got to realize where you got to shut down, but also where, how you take in really high vibration energy. And that's one way we work with crystals as well. So with that, I think we're going to go on to a break. And when we come back, we're going to record a beautiful attunement. So stay tuned if you'd like to receive a Crystal Kingdom attunement with the Archangel Realm. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, and welcome back to Soul Activation Podcast, where we've been speaking about crystals, the crystal kingdom, and how crystals help activate our intuition. And so what I'm going to be doing over the next few minutes is a beautiful sacred attunement, an energetic attunement with the angels who I work with, the archangels, and very specifically Metatron. And so if you're curious, if you, as long as you're not driving, you can close your eyes. If you're curious about what it means to really, really connect and deepen and integrate within your mind, body, spirit connection, then stay tuned. So with that, I welcome you to enjoy this beautiful attunement with the Crystal Kingdom. So taking a few breaths, sink into your seat wherever you are, and allow yourself to become energetically aligned. This will bring in an alignment. If you know a Reiki symbol, feel free to use it now. If not, in either way, we call in the light of divine love, the light of spirit, the light of source. To begin to work with your body and your energy body. And imagine that there's a door, a beautiful door at your heart. And you take your hand and open it. Let your heart open. Let it open to the realm that loves you. the realm that is holy, the realm where there is no time or space, the realm of spirit, of the divine, of the holy. And we welcome the light and the energy of Archangel Metatron. Metatron is a divine presence. Metatron is an energy that holds us, like a mother or father holds a child. So if you're willing, let yourself be held in this place where there is no time or space and nothing else to do but to receive. And Metatron brings his light to begin to pierce the darkness, if you will, to pierce and to transmute and to release blocks in your energy field, along your back, your shoulders, your arms, your legs, your feet. And he shines a beautiful crystalline light right at the top of your head to clear your headspace, to clear your crown, to polish your crown, and to begin to move through your body to produce waves or rays or movement of pure white light, harmonizing you with your surroundings. If you have any crystals in your surroundings, they'll be activated. And the world is full of crystal. The earth is made of crystal. And energy has a crystalline grid to it as well. So allow your body and your heart and your mind and your spirit to start to move into a fluid state so that you can be attuned to a higher vibration. And we call in crystal geodesic structures ethereally and from any of the space you're in to begin to harmonize. As we call them, those crystal formations in energy form from the crystal kingdom will attune you. So first, we call in citrine. And the light of citrine washes through your field and anywhere where there's a need or a desire or, for instance, a place for the light of citrine to plug in or to nurture or to nourish you, let it be so. Think of this as something of a crystal bath. Especially attuning your solar plexus, that golden chakra, the place of your true self, your self-will, the place where you know who you are. And then the aura of a crystal called fluorite with a beautiful purple and beautiful green swirls through your field like an energetic inner car wash, releasing old programming, releasing stuckness, and nurturing your tissues, nurturing your water in your body, and harmonizing wherever fluorite can be of assistance. And then the Archangel Realm brings through Black Onyx, the energy, the powerful force of Black Onyx, which grounds you and works magnetically to center and align you. And it harmonizes your very core. And then Archangel Uriel emanates the essence of the crystal amethyst, shining in front of you and in back of you, magnetically streaming this celestial vibration of amethyst, which harmonizes your pineal gland, your endocrine system, and the waters in your body, bringing you to a higher state of consciousness. And the energy of Archangel Gabriel shines and emanates and assists the energy of lapidolite right at your feet chakras, letting them activate and renew their grounded stature, grounded connection. And our Blessed Mother Mary shines precious incandescent rose quartz, shining it at your back, heart, your back shoulders, your entire back, your spine, the back of your head, and then also shining it right at the front heart space, your shoulders, your torso, your face, your beautiful face. She places her hands on your cheeks in holy remembrance of your divine connection. And then pure gold, 24 karat gold essence is brought into the crown. Imagine your crown lit up with 24 karat gold, your halo. And around your wrists, gold bands, wristlets, bracelets. Pure solid gold. And the bracelets begin to rotate and connect with your heart, aligning your hands and your heart and your crown, and ultimately your legs and feet, harmonizing this 24 karat gold experience of alchemy within you. Because your divinity is 24 karat gold. Thank you. And as the gold works through your system, you might wish to lay back or imagine yourself laying back on a soft green calcite bed. So purely nurturing and pure green essence. Green calcite aligns and attunes your lungs and your heart and your meridians and assists your circulation. And then all of you begins to turn into your full diamond light body. All the colors, all those expressed and all those that already exist are harmonized into your pure diamond essence emanating from your heart center. You are pure love. You are pure light. You are an emanation of the divine that shines through you and in you. Remember. Remember, remember. Your beautiful body temple is a chalice for your spirit. Namaste.
To me, this path of healing and enlightenment is this immaculate process of finding all the parts of us that have been lost and hidden and even taken, and then very masterfully and lovingly recombining ourselves, coming into our true self, and then all of a sudden realizing, oh my gosh, I'm home. Thank you for listening to Soul Activation Podcast. For more information about me, visit SuzanneAlexandria.com. Tune in every second and fourth Monday, 2 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern, at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.